AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Violent storms have been crashing through the central U.S., producing multiple tornadoes. In Iowa, one hit Greenfield, a town of about 2,000 southwest of Des Moines. Donald Trump's lawyers have rested their case in his hush money trial after calling just two witnesses, not Trump. Closing arguments expected next Tuesday. Julie Walker has more.
Veteran New York defense attorney Arthur Idala, whose clients include Harvey Weinstein, says closing arguments for both sides in Donald Trump's hush money case will hinge on Michael Cohen's testimony.
The prosecutor has to find every single way to corroborate the 10% of Cohen's testimony that they need.
And says the defense will ask the jury if they trust Cohen.
Because if you hesitate for 1 second to answer that question, that's reasonable doubt and you have to find my client not guilty.
The jury has 34 counts to go through.
I think that the jury's not going to be able to come to a unanimous verdict. But if they do, I don't think it will be across the whole board. I could see a compromised kind of verdict.
At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Rudy Giuliani's pleaded not guilty to felony charges in Arizona's election interference case. The UN suspended food distribution in the southern Gaza city of Rafah due to lack of supplies and insecurity. Days of funerals underway for Iran's president and others killed in a helicopter crash this week. And a scandal in the UK over infected blood will now see victims compensated.
A report found civil servants and doctors exposed patients by giving them blood transfusion or blood products tainted with HIV or hepatitis from the 1970s to the early 1990s. In an interview with Sky News, Hannah Lister, whose father was infected with hepatitis C, says people are still not getting the recognition that they deserve.
You know, parents who've lost children who've lost parents, there's still no recognition of these people, and it's not good enough.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Dozens of passengers injured and one man died on a terrible flight Tuesday. AP correspondent Norman Hall has a closer look.
The death of a British man and injuries impacting dozens of other people aboard a Singapore Airlines flight that hit severe turbulence highlights the potential dangers of flying through unstable air. The aircraft flying from London to Singapore rapidly descended 6,000 feet while above the Indian Ocean. Witnesses say crew members tumbled, passengers' heads struck the overhead baggage bins. National Science Foundation National Center scientist Larry Kornman.
It's not uncommon to have turbulence encounters that cause minor injuries, you know, up to, say, a broken bone. But fatality is very, very rare.
Kornman says turbulence encounters have been increasing, possibly because of climate change. His best advice, keep seatbelts fastened. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.